This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2018 Leo Full Moon Lunar Eclipse. The full moon takes place on January 31st, 2018 at 5:26 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8:26 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1:26 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 11 degrees Leo 37, 11 degrees Aquarius 37. Ready for some productive drama? Feel it building. You're under the influence of January's fiery full moon in Leo, the sign that loves attention and knows how to get it. And boy, does this one ever deliver. Like the Cancer full moon that rang in the year, this is a supermoon with the moon at its perigee or closest position to Earth. The second in a month means it's a blue moon, importance that's more poetic than energetic. It does have an energetic as well as a visual reason for looming large, though. It's a total lunar eclipse, lacing the emotional escalation of a full moon with life-altering revelations, chapter endings, and departures. This one is revving up issues of validation and self-actualization that have been sparking for the past year since the current eclipse cycle began on the Leo-Aquarius axis. The total lunar eclipse will be visible from Western North America, Hawaii, Australia, and Eastern Asia, but we'll all be feeling it. It's the first eclipse of the year, as well as the first since last August's powerhouse total solar eclipse at the end of Leo. That one hit the reset button and how in our ongoing quest to harmonize the competing questions of how does my light stand out versus how does my specialness fit within the collective? How brightly has your spark grown and spread since then? We've hit a measuring point, and each of us is receiving an emotional progress report. Who fans your flame? Who grows from it? Who doesn't see it, or worse, is trying to put it out? Answers are roaring to the surface and reshaping our lives. See if you aren't less and less inclined to let anyone close who does not appreciate you, and more inclined to play with people who get, share, and fuel your spark. Watch for this playing out all around you, too, even in usually mild-mannered people. Leo is egoistical and sometimes egotistical, not to mention courageous as can be. Issues of values, nurturing, and nourishment, and most of all, women, run through the drama. The moon is conjunct Ceres, the goddess of grain, whose rulership includes motherly love and relationships. That pair is conjunct the moon's north node, representing the path of destiny individually and collectively. The moon's emotional eruptions touch on how we give and receive love and feeding and the direction of our evolution. Don't overlook the nature of this sign's power animal, the loyal head of a pride and instinctively protective of its members. If someone you love is under threat, you will fight for him or her. On a mundane level, watch for feedback on how we treat children socially and politically. Food stamps may also be in the news. Adding to the gynocentric focus, the moon is opposite Venus, goddess of love, relationships, creativity, and all we value. She's between the south node and Aquarius, representing the detached mode from which we are all moving away, and Juno, the goddess of marriage, the role of women, the feminine, the wife, our approach to committed partnership. All are ballooning cartoonishly large now. With the moon Ceres in the north node calling for an evolved, more nurturing paradigm. The hashtag MeToo and hashtag Time's Up are bound to dominate the news. Compassion and empathy enter into the mix with an inconjunct between the moon and transcendent Neptune calling for adjustments. Expressing higher, more loving qualities could be a fix, but with Neptune in the picture, the areas for adjustment are just as likely to involve victimization, delusion, and deception. We may well tackle them, though. Our masculine sides have the wherewithal to rise to the challenges. Cosmic first responder Mars is in a growth aspect to Saturn, ruler of order, the status quo, and the patriarchy. We've already evolved to be able to take action, to move toward goals and structures with room for all the dictates of this powerhouse full moon, expressing ourselves more fully, fighting for what and the ones we love, realigning the feminine. It's a process that plays out into next year. The next stage, a catapult forward, comes with next month's Aquarius new moon, the solar eclipse at the start of the Chinese year of the Earth Dog. I'm Kathy Beal, an astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to sign up for my mailing list and get, as a thank you, a copy of my Jupiter in Scorpio quick reference guide. And also listen to my podcasts and book a session with me. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the group, the Astro Insight Lounge, and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian channel.